If you have a job, you're lucky.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama is expected to talk about double-digit unemployment later this morning. The official unemployment rate hit 10.2% in October, with employers cutting almost 200,000 more jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our story.
Every month for nearly 2 years now, employers have been cutting their payrolls. In October, we lost another 190,000 jobs, and they were more or less across the board: construction, manufacturing, retail, hospitality. Only professional services and temp work were up. That may signal businesses are getting ready to start hiring full-timers in coming months, says Nigel Galt, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight.
Things will probably be gradually improving, and then the government's going to hire a lot of people for the census, so that's probably going to be enough to just push us over the top.
To put a rough timeline on that, Galt predicts we'll keep losing jobs until around April of next year. Then the economy finally edges into job creation territory. But we can also look forward to persistently high unemployment, above 10%, for a while longer, as businesses hold back on hiring with so much economic uncertainty still on the horizon. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And how does Wall Street feel about the latest news? Not great. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are both down around 0.3%. European stocks, though, are slightly higher this morning, and Asian markets gained 1-2% earlier today. The House could vote this weekend on its version of a health care overhaul. However, Congress being Congress, these reform plans are not just about health care. They contain a few goodies aimed at helping other constituencies, too, as Marketplace's Joel Rose reports.
This week, lawmakers quietly tacked an amendment onto the health care overhaul bill. It's supposed to prevent the paper industry from taking advantage of a $24 billion loophole in a tax incentive program aimed at helping alternative fuels. The $1.2 trillion House bill contains funding for lots of projects, including some with only a tenuous connection to health care. Dave Leventhal is with the Center for Responsive Politics.
As this legislation has coursed through Congress, there have been hundreds of millions of dollars worth of various items that have been proposed, everything from streetlights to farmers markets and walking paths and various other things that only tangentially may be related to health in some people's opinions.
Supporters say walking paths and farmers markets are related to health because they help prevent obesity and disease. Even if the House votes on its bill this weekend, there's still time to add more amendments. It could be weeks before the Senate votes on its version of the health care bill. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
AIG is making money again. The insurer that I'm sure you remember bailing out last year posted its second straight quarterly profit this morning. Taxpayers have put up to $180 billion at AIG's disposal. That includes more than $80 billion in loans. The company's been trying to repay those loans by selling off its assets.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
And speaking of AIG and bailouts, you know that when taxpayers rescued the financial system last year, the government injected a lot of money into the banks. What you might have missed was all the guarantees the government was giving these companies, backstopping money market funds, insuring bank debt. These guarantees were more valuable and more risky than anything Congress intended. That's the conclusion of a new report out this morning from the Congressional Oversight Panel that is still monitoring the bailouts. Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren chairs the panel. Good morning.
Hi, I'm glad to do it, Bill.
Why was our government so, what's the word, Professor? Vague, secretive?
Well, I think the way to see it is they announced the guarantees and the dollar amounts behind them were not part of the headline.
And you could argue, Professor, those guarantees ended up working pretty well.
Absolutely. The guarantees calmed the markets and at least so far, they may actually turn a modest profit for the taxpayers.
So what's the problem now?
Well, the problem is they came with enormous risk. But the real effect of them is that the guarantees distort the marketplace. And this is the heart of where what we call moral hazard exists.
Tell us more about that. Why is this a moral hazard?
Well, think of it this way. If we have two financial institutions, one is regarded as too big to fail and it gets an implicit guarantee from the government, and the other one doesn't, then the one with the guarantee has a business model, or can have a business model, that says, if you'll let me draw it in the extreme, give me your money, investors. I'm going to go to Las Vegas, bet it all on Red 22, and if it comes up Red 22, man, we're all rich. And if it doesn't come up Red 22, hey, the taxpayers will pay you back the amount you invested.
How much taxpayer money is the government still gambling?
Well, the big one is on Citibank. We guaranteed more than $300 billion of outstanding value in their assets. And it's still there. That is our single biggest guarantee.
And how transparent is the government being about that?
Yeah, we think we need a lot more transparency. And in particular, we think we need more transparency in the Citi transaction so we know whether or not our risk is really only small or if our risk is really quite substantial.
Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren chairs the Congressional Oversight Panel. She's out with her latest report this morning. Professor, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
And finally, it's a sushi restaurant and a medical marijuana directory. Hapa Sushi in Denver is running an ad showing a map with its four restaurant locations marked in red and 59 local medical pot dispensaries marked in blue. The owner told the New York Times these dispensaries are becoming part of the community. And, quote, if you're going to smoke pot, you're going to get the munchies, so come to Hapa to eat. Interesting marketing approach. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.